I'm Cheryl Waters. You've got attuned to KEXP, where the music matters. And I am down here in the KEXP studios with Let's Eat Grandma. It's so wonderful to have you here in Seattle.
Hello.
Welcome. I had to remind you that it was almost 2 years ago that you performed Iceland Airwaves. Suffice to say, it's been a busy 2 years for you.
Yeah.
And you're here with Remy today. Hello. Welcome. And a brand new record called I'm All Ears. And that's exactly what I am right now. I'd love to hear new music from Let's Eat Grandma. Take it away.
Cause I don't know what to say with you. Fill my head with shame, cause you need someone to blame. I'm just an object of disdain to you. I'm only 17. I don't know what you mean by my tongue. Now that's your cue to bring me down. Reiterate your gaze, cause that's your middle name. All the same, kill me now. I'm such a drama queen. You've got something up your sleeve, don't you? Oh. Oh. Oh, wait a minute.
Hot pink, is it mine? Is it? Is it mine?
Hot pink,
is it mine? Is it? Is it mine?
Hot pink.
On my pony in the sky, I just want anything and everything, just hanging out.
Hot pink.
Been thinking over things I never said before, cause there's an
live here in the KEXP studios. Let's Eat Grandma, playing songs from the new album I'm All Ears. They play the Bumbershoot Music and Arts Festival tomorrow.
And just when we discover that we need each other, here our lives keep pulling us away. Now we're both so unstable at the kitchen table with these peanut bagels in a foreign state. Because the point is that I see it's not just me. The point is that you feel my company. It's not just me, 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 me. I know you feel the same way. And I can't fail to believe when you feel the same way. It's not just me, I know you feel the same way. I just decided I was so misguided that you don't forget about me in time. But you remember it was New Year's Eve, spark the soup. The point is that I see it's not just me. The point is that you feel my company. You know I'll never be too far. If you're looking for somebody, I'm here. It's not just me, 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 me. I know you feel the same way.
That sounds wonderful. The new album, I'm All Ears, from Let's Eat Grandma. So delighted to have you here today.
Oh,
thank you so much for coming in. Jenny and Rosa, your first album really resonated with so many people. Gemini, we had you on air a couple years ago, and you were performing songs from that. And from the best of my recollection, it was just really the two of you creating all these different and creative sounds in your own little world without a lot of outside input. And now on this new album, you've kind of wandered, or maybe it's more appropriate to say forged, into this new pop direction. But it makes me wonder if the process is still the same for you.
Yeah, I mean, it is. All of the songs on the record, other than Hot Pink and It's Not Just Me, we wrote still like in our bedrooms. And then for the two pop tracks, we wrote those with Sophie and Faris Baldwin. We wrote those in the studio.
What like drives our writing process is still the same, in that we just kind of like trying out loads of new stuff, and it's still very much most of the time just us. But I think we definitely like trying new like ways of writing and stuff. So kind of like the essence of it is the same, and like the motivation is the same, but we kind of just do new stuff because it's always been like that for us.
Well, you were quite young when you wrote iGemini, so it would make sense as you grow and you have more life experience and you meet more people that your music would also evolve along with you. You've known each other for a very long time, most of your lives. Is it true that you met when you were 4 years old?
Yeah, we met at first school when we were 4.
It sounds like your childhood was filled with a lot of creativity. Can you tell me about that? I know that you also went to a creative, I'm not sure if in England it's considered a high school or...
Music college.
Yeah, it's like, I guess it would be like junior and senior year here.
Yeah, so when we were like 16 to 18 and we studied music production there in the second year. And that is another thing which has, I think, really expanded the way that we write and view music.
Yeah, I think we learned a lot from that course. Like, I think it made us learn how to use logic because, like, they were like, here's an assignment, you need to hand it in.
Not only logic the program, but
logic as well in general.
The dual definition of logic. So you're from Norwich. What's it like there? It's kind of off the beaten path.
Yeah, it's a small city in the east of the UK. It's pretty close to the beach, which is nice.
Which is why so many songs of our first album are about the beach.
We like the beach. it's pretty cool. It's like, there's a quite good creative scene there.
I think we should just start making stuff up about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows.
It's not interesting enough.
You know, Sub Pop Records did that about Seattle, and that worked out well for them. They just celebrated 30 years. You mentioned that you had production assistance from Sophie and also Ferris of The Horrors. They were just here in studio. We chatted about that a bit. But also from, was it David Wrench that helped you out?
Yeah, David Wrench produced all of the rest of the album.
A very groovy man. I think that's the best way to describe it. Gourmet. Groovy.
That must have been incredibly exciting to work with people who have such great musical experience themselves and have worked with some amazing people. Clearly, though, your vision came through. So I'm curious what that interaction was like. They left space for the two of you to realize your vision. It doesn't sound like they really put a huge imprint of their style of music on.
I think the tracks that we did with Sophie and Ferris is really good because you can definitely like hear that it's a collaboration, but it also still sounds a lot like us. Like if you compare like Hot Pink and It's Not Just Me with like Falling Into Me, which is the Falling Into Me we wrote just us, kind of all ties in. So I feel like they did a really great job with that.
I heard that you actually create mood boards for some of the songs. How does that work?
I have a lot of images saved on my computer from just things that I find visually interesting. And then like a lot of our lyrics are really visual, so it kind of makes sense. And we like have really like strong images for like what we attach to the songs and like color schemes. I think it's like good to tie in different senses when you're doing creative things.
You've been on quite a journey for the past couple of years, and I'm wondering, what's the new normal like for you? Obviously, lots more interviews, but what's it been like for you? Lots of changes.
Really crazy. Yeah, I guess the normal is like being on the train or being in a Travelodge.
Yeah. We spend a lot of time at Liverpool Street in London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the station.
Travelodge.
And lots of live shows, and obviously you enjoy that.
Yeah.
Love it.
We're live here in the KEXB studios. Let's Eat Grandma's new album called I'm All Ears. What have we got next?
The next song's Falling Into Me.
I paved the back street with the mist of my brain. I crossed the gap between the platform and train. Falling into me, violent strip of lights. I tried to disobey my focus. Falling into me, I realize I can't keep hiding my emotions. Falling into me, I can't just lay on. Hanging on to me, you occupy my mind. is feeling quite bright like this is a lightning glitch and an echo in your eyes beating right through the denim. You left a dent in my home screen. We're in so far. My hair is I tried to justify.
Let's Eat Grandma live on KEXP. The sax sounds so good in that song. Tomorrow night, they're playing at the Fortune Sound Club in Vancouver, BC. Coming back to Seattle, playing Friday at Bumbershoot at 2 p.m. on the Fisher Green stage, or 2:10 to be exact. And Saturday, you can catch them at the Doug Fir Lounge in Portland, Oregon.
When your head gets so real, still feel it in the best way. And cooler when the moment's revealed, and then you let your chest breathe in your head stream and make headway through your daydreams. And they're thinking you try to excavate the feelings, but they stay in. It's like the rhythm of the beat is just a feeling, but there's no need to feel the way that it does. When you're running and you feel so above it, and there's reason why we are redone. So pull yourself into the wind and say,
I will be waiting for you. It's late, but I will keep waiting.
yourself in the mirror of the pearls of people singing out like that's the way, cause that's the way. Now all your leaves will change the season, count to eight to hear the gleaming. Be prepared, cause when you see it, everything will start competing.
Nice. It's Let's Eat Grandma live on KEXP, their latest album called I'm All Ears. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's always so great to see you, and that sounded great. And we'll see you Friday. Today is Wednesday, so that's 2 days away at Bumbershoot. And have fun. You'll be in Vancouver tomorrow and then in a few days down in Portland.
Yeah.
You've got a tune to KEXP Seattle.